Good afternoon. I'm certainly honored to be here with so many distinguished health leaders from around the world. And I'm pleased also to be able to speak today on behalf of the Americas region. I want to begin by thanking Dr. Margaret Chan and recognizing the staff of WHO, both here and around the world, for the incredible work they do each and every day. And I'd like to recognize Dr. Carissa Etienne, whom we recently welcomed as the new director of the Pan American Health Organization. She's an inspiring leader who is already bringing energy, bright ideas, and a wealth of experience to her new role. We look forward to all that she will help us accomplish in the years ahead. This year's World Health Assembly theme of ensuring health's place in the next generation of global development goals is one that we in the Americas welcome. As a region made strong by our diversity, we approach this subject with a wide array of perspectives and priorities. But we share a common desire to work with the world community to improve the health of all people. And we share a common desire to sprint to the finish when it comes to achieving the development goals already in place. Working together as a region to turn those common desires into effective solutions is more critical than ever before. That's because a growing number of the world's health challenges we face are not confined within national borders. We've worked hard to foster a strong cooperative spirit when it comes to meeting those challenges. The Americas region has taken on a leadership role in addressing the rising threat of non-communicable diseases, which you've heard DG Chan discuss earlier. We've established international guidelines for reporting and responding to outbreaks of infectious disease. We're working together to combat falsified medications and promote access to medication across the region through regulatory convergence. And we've joined together to eliminate transmission of polio and rid our region of vaccine-preventable diseases such as measles and rubella. Now, as we look to the future, we'll continue to seek out solutions together when it comes to these and other challenges, including building more resilient health systems and addressing the needs of our aging population. And we look forward to our continued work together in pursuit of the post-2015 Millennium Development Goals. Most importantly, we will continue to seek out a common vision and define a set of global priorities so that we're prepared to effectively contribute to the debates that will drive the future of global health. Our goal that is particularly essential to health and development is something that's a shared priority in the Americas and around the world. The goal is universal health coverage. Now, advancing the health of our nations is a fundamental commitment that we make to all our people. As President Obama recently reminded us, access to health care is, quote, not some earned privilege, it is a right. And that means we must work to ensure that everyone has access to the services they need. While expanding access to health coverage is responsibility belonging chiefly to national governments, it's imperative that the international community fulfill its essential role as champions for universal coverage. That means continuing to set aggressive targets and supporting member states in their efforts to put quality care and preventive services within the reach of all people. Through PAHO and WHO, the Americas region has worked hard to address the challenges that stand in the way of universal health coverage. To that end, we forged evolving partnerships between public and private stakeholders at the local, national, regional, and global levels. We've come together to promote equitable access to essential health services, as well as financial risk protections. And we are committed to reducing health disparities and tackling the social, economic, and environmental determinants of health. The commitment is one we make to every single one of our citizens, including those who for too long have been confined to the far edges of our respective health systems. In every nation across the globe, those who live in extreme poverty, persons with disabilities, members of traditionally discriminated against groups, have all faced additional barriers to good health and to the security of health coverage. Some of those barriers have been put in place by stigma and discrimination. For our goal of universal health coverage to be truly universal, we must work tirelessly to remove those social and institutional barriers, to find new ways to reach out to those who are most vulnerable to health disparities. We need to ensure that all people, even those at the margin of our societies, have the full opportunity to access health coverage. Now, that work stands at the heart of our domestic efforts in the United States, which have been taken up under President Obama's leadership in the last 4 years. Expanding access to health coverage has been a cornerstone of President Obama's vision for strengthening opportunity for everyone, regardless of their station in life. And that goal is now poised to become a reality. In the United States, we're now in the process of dramatically expanding Americans' access to affordable health coverage. New rules have been put in place to prevent the worst insurance company abuses that for decades have contributed to people being denied care. We've enacted reforms that are changing our healthcare system to prioritize preventive health and slow down the growth of healthcare spending to its lowest rate in 50 years without denying people benefits. And last December, the United States was also proud to co-sponsor the Universal Health Coverage Resolution that was adopted at the UN General Assembly. In keeping with the spirit of WHO's constitution, which recognizes that all people everywhere have, quote, the right to the enjoyment of the highest attainable standard of health, end quote, we've also committed to our own domestic action plan for reducing racial and ethnic health disparities. Now, what we know is this. We know that health disparities are often exacerbated by forces that go beyond access to care. For example, due to market failures, there are insufficient incentives for private sector investment in research and development for products to address diseases that primarily affect the poor. And this often results in products that are too expensive, not ideally formulated, and often lacking in innovation entirely. We recognize that the resolution and recommendations agreed upon last November represent concrete steps we can all take together right now to monitor research flows, to assess and prioritize gaps, and to coordinate our funding. As you know, those are now before the Assembly in follow-up to the CEWG report. These very concrete steps will allow us to begin to close the gaps in innovation and product development for the poor. And we are committed to a universal approach that involves the WHO. In the United States and across the Americas region, we've made great progress, not only on universal health coverage, but on so many of the other development goals and health challenges we face. While we can be proud of that progress, we also must recognize there is so much more to do in our respective countries, as a region, and as members of an international community committed to improving health everywhere. As reform of WHO moves forward, we will keep collaborating to overcome our common struggles. We will keep striving to bring greater transparency and accountability to the work we do. We will keep working to ensure that WHO grows into the institutions we need it to be, a vibrant, focused institution, fully prepared to meet the challenges that this century will bring. We in the Americas are committed to that vision, and we look forward to our continued work together as partners with the WHO in achieving our common goals. Thank you very much.